SNR.com.
On SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Just four games on the ice last night. Brad Marchand scored his second goal of the game 34 seconds into overtime, and that gave the Bruins a 3-2 win over Montreal. Jeremy Swayman had 26 stops. The Wild blank Vegas 3-0. Nicholas Deslauriers with a goal in his Minnesota debut. Cam Talbot stopped 28 shots. Avalanche 3-2 winners over the Oilers in overtime. The Predators double up the Ducks 6-3. Philip Forsberg scored two goals in the third period of a five-point performance that included his franchise record 35th goal. Matt Duchene added two power play goals in the final minutes. Some trade deals ahead of the trade deadline. Three-time Stanley Cup winner Marc-Andre Fleury back in the playoff pair after he was traded by the Blackhawks to the Wild, and the Rangers acquire forwards Andrew Kopp and Tyler Motte and defenseman Justin Braun. The Avalanche land Montreal's Arturi Lehkonen. SRN Sports. A verdict in the death of pro basket player.
After about 2 hours of deliberation, a Memphis, Tennessee jury convicted a man in the slaying former NBA player Lorenzen Wright in July of 2010. 51-year-old Billy Ray Turner was found guilty of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and conspiracy in the death of Wright, who played 13 seasons in the NBA. Shelby County Criminal Court Judge Lee Coffey sentenced Turner to life in prison for the murder conviction. Prosecutors allege Wright's ex-wife, Shara Wright, masterminded a plan to kill her ex-husband and recruited Turner and her cousin Jimmy Martin to help her. I'm Mike Grossia.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb vetoed a bill banning transgender females from participating in girls' school sports. The Republican signaled support for the bill last month, but said in his veto letter the legislation fell short of providing a constant statewide policy for what he called fairness in K-12 sports. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Our K-Well forecast calling for partly cloudy today, still a 10% chance of a shower around, then fair to partly cloudy skies Wednesday through Sunday. From Sunday night on through Tuesday, there'll be some showers. Look for a high near 50 today, low tonight at 22, high 54 degrees on Wednesday, 64 Thursday, and 66 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Jim Wershborn.
Your future begins today with RG Bank. When your life is busy, you need a bank that can keep up. This is Sean Davis, president of RG Bank. I invite you to check out the RG Bank eBranch with a wide range of services, including mobile deposit and person-to-person payments, all to help your banking keep up with your busy lifestyle. Get started today at RG Bank in Pagosa Springs.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, RG Bank bringing us our news, weather, and sports on this beautiful Tuesday morning, March 22nd. And good morning, Pagosa. We're checking in the upper 20s right now with clear skies. And we're going to talk Rotary again today. And Rotary clubs in Europe and around the world mobilizing to help Ukrainian refugees. And Pagosa's getting in on the action. And today, Alan Roth is back, the president of Pagosa Springs Rotary. Good morning, Alan. Welcome back.
Good morning, Will. Thank you for having me.
Of course, yes. You were here, was it a week ago or 2 weeks, talking about the barrel in the lake? Has it fallen through yet?
No, the barrel's okay. Still there. So if you put in your guess of what day, it's still there.
The shot and the, it's going to get into the 60s in a few days, I think by Friday, so that could be interesting.
Winding down.
Winding down. But anyway, back to the subject at hand, Ukrainian refugees, and we're going to help them out here from Pagosa, too. So tell us about that.
Yes. As you've probably seen on the TV, the internet,
all these people,
text, and you've seen all these images and discussion regarding the Russian invasion of the Ukraine and all the refugees, all the folks that have been displaced from that war. So you have millions of people who have been displaced because of the war, and it's hard to imagine, but if all of a sudden you had to pick up and leave your home, no job,
Right.
You know, no food, just basically what clothing you have and what you can carry. And now you have to take off for safety. And it's a tragic thing to think about. And so many countries across the world are pitching in to try to help out. And the Rotary Club here of Pagosa Springs is trying to pitch in and help as well. Local Rotary Clubs are working with the Rotary Foundation, which is a vast international network, which includes 62 Ukrainian clubs.
Wow.
And hundreds of other clubs in neighboring countries to channel support directly from our community to where it is needed most. So Rotary Foundation is a vast international network that will be able to utilize these funds and get them into the local clubs, sort of boots on the ground kind of thing, and be able to channel, take that money and channel it into providing shelter, food, medical supplies, and other essentials for these refugees from the war-torn Ukraine.
Right. So how's it work? And what, we have a goal of $10,000 in 2 weeks?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right,
we're being very aggressive here. We're looking to raise $10,000 in 2 weeks. We're looking for support here across from the Pagosa community to reach out to those people across the world. And that's the goal we have set. So all you need to do is make your checks payable to the Rotary Club of Pagosa Springs, DAF. Once again, it's the Rotary Club of Pagosa Springs, DAF, is who you make it out to. And then you can drop your check off at the Chamber of Commerce or at the Jan Pitcher Realty. So it's pretty easy. Just swing by, drop your check off, and 100% of the funds go directly right into providing aid to these Ukrainian refugees.
So, you know, we have spring break going on, so even folks that are visiting, if you're hearing this, and, you know, you can help out here as well and donate to the Ukrainian Refugee Assistance Fund. What does DAF stand for? I'm trying to remember. DAF. Is that just, that's a special Rotary Club?
It
of
is
Pagosa
a,
Springs?
Yeah, it's a special Rotary Foundation. Club Foundation code.
Account.
I believe it kind of stands for disaster relief.
Yeah.
A disaster relief fund.
So, yeah, you know, we can do this. $10,000, that sounds feasible.
Yes, I think we can do this. Yes.
Yeah, and it's important. Wow. Boy, just picturing, yeah, those photos that you mentioned and just, yeah, it's just unbelievable. Imagining getting on a train and having to leave your hometown and, you know, go to a foreign country and deal.
You put yourself in their shoes. It's pretty tragic to think, oh, my gosh, you know, what do I do now? Women and children and,
right.
You know, it's pretty tough. So the... Like I said, I can't emphasize enough. The good thing here is you know, you probably see a lot of relief efforts, and you kind of say, okay, where's that money go?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the good thing here going through Rotary, because it's an international organization, it's 100% going to go right into those refugees because it gets channeled into the Rotary clubs over there.
Yeah, like in Poland.
In Poland and Romania and the Ukraine itself, where, like I said, there's people there that will take those efforts right into providing food and shelter and what these folks need.
And, of course, those donations are tax deductible, and it's tax time and all that. Although it would be probably for this current year, but still.
Yes, absolutely.
A tax deduction is a good thing. And again, make those checks payable to Rotary Club of Pagosa Springs, DAF, and drop them off at the Chamber or Jan Pitcher Realty. And there's also a P.O. Box, just in case, a P.O. Box 685. That's the Pagosa Springs Rotary P.O. Box 685 in Pagosa Springs. And we can join up with Rotary clubs around the world and help the Ukrainian refugees.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, any more details on that, or I think we got it covered. There's no fee for administration. It's just, as you said, goes straight to the refugees in the various
places. Correct, yes. Rotary does not take any administrative fee or anything. 100% goes right into the relief of these folks there in the Ukraine.
Okay, Pagosa, that's our challenge. $10,000 in 2 weeks.
We can do it.
Let's get after it. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it's $5, $10, right, whatever you can do to help out. It all adds up, and it'll be much appreciated and needed over there.
Very good. Okay. Well, thanks, Alan.
Thank you
appreciate
for having
dropping
me.
Dropping by early this morning, and have a great day. And appreciate everyone listening and all the help you can, any help you can provide to this cause for Ukrainian refugees. All right. Wishing everyone a great day today. We'll get to the weather again. It's clear and it's a beautiful morning. Jim might be, he's a little aggressive on the cloudiness. I think we're going to do better than that, Jim, but we'll check in anyway. And this show, this Good Morning Pagosa show is brought to you by the Home Builders Association of Southwest Colorado. Have a great day. See you later.
Our K-Wolf forecast calling for partly cloudy today. Still a 10% chance of a shower around, then fair to partly cloudy skies Wednesday through Sunday. From Sunday night on through Tuesday, there'll be some showers. Look for a high near 50 today, low tonight at 22, high 54 degrees on Wednesday, 64 Thursday, and 66 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Jim Wershborn.
Showcase your business in the newest magazine by the Home Builders Association of Southwest Colorado. Help educate the incoming population on our community's origins, history, uniqueness, activities, attractions, businesses, and more through article-style advertising. Encourage newcomers to support our local economy by choosing your business for their projects from your page in Dream Homes Building in Southwest Colorado. With printed and digital copies distributed across the U.S., your extended marketing reach will make an impact. Join Dream Homes Building in Southwest Colorado. Call 382-0082 today.
Will Spears here with more of the music you love to listen to at work. We're the Wolf, 1400 AM and 102.5 FM.
I sell my soul just to see your face. And I break my bones just to heal your pain. In these times I need a saving grace. But time is running out and I'm starting to lose my faith. But if I told you I love you, would it make you wanna stay? I'm sorry for the way I hurt you and making you walk away.
Time.
Did you miss a K-Wolf broadcast, sporting event, phone number, or other important information? Listen to archived broadcasts at kwuf.com.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate and watched the planes take off. We thought we had all night, there's no need to rush. That's when those cops came pulling up. And I thought, man, ain't this some heat. Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it would make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell, that you were so innocent, but you were stealing my heart. Man, they weren't playing. They sure threw those cuffs on quick. You tried to sweet talk them. They didn't fall for it, but I did. You were on the left, I was on the right. I knew you didn't smoke when you asked him for a light. And I laughed, he got mad and slammed the door. Survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something about the way the blue lights were shining, bringing out the freedom in your eyes. I was too busy watching you going wild, child, to be worried about going to jail. You were thinking that running for it could make a good story. I was thinking you were crazy as hell. You were so innocent, but you were stealing my.
Came out here to see it one more time, and I got my Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Market Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, as we get things underway here on this Tuesday morning and National Agriculture Day, the live cattle market complex pitter-pattered through Monday's trade and ended up not doing a whole lot of anything as the nearby contracts closed lower and those deferred contracts closed a little bit higher. April live cattle down 45 at 140 and a nickel, while June live cattle down 72 at 136.35. Meanwhile, with the grain markets posting another strong rally in Monday's market, the feeder cattle contracts had little hope to close higher by the day's end. In fact, March feeders were down 90 cents at 156.10, and April feeder cattle off $1.12 yesterday to 161.20. Monday's cash cattle market was quiet out there in feedlot country. Today's cash cattle call is $1 to $2 higher, and given that packers ended up paying steady to higher prices last week, cattle market analysts like DTN's Shaley Stewart believe that they'll be able to move the cash market higher again this week as packers are short-bought and want to capture the higher boxed beef prices. Speaking of those boxed beef prices, the choice was up 34 cents yesterday to 258.5, and the select cuts were up $1.85 to 252.50. At Lisco and M. Diamond Angus, you'll get some of the best Angus genetics in America from cattle that are born and bred with the drive to thrive. This time-tested program produces calving ease, muscle, and easy fleshing cattle that are also docile, well-balanced, and that fit the commercial cowman's needs. On Friday, March 25th, 120 pap-tested Angus bulls sell with over 50 suitable for use on first-calf heifers plus 30 yearling heifers. Sale time is 1 o'clock at the M. Diamond Ranch near Glen Rock, Wyoming. For more information, visit mdiamondangus.com.
Ag Risk Advisors here with a tip for utilizing livestock risk protection insurance. Independent research has identified early spring as the market high for lightweight calves. Producers who use LRP rest assured that declines in market price won't affect their bottom line. Only with LRP can ranchers lock in a price with no payment for coverage until after delivery. To view handy videos about LRP or to receive daily LRP rates, visit LRPAdvisors.com. That's LRPAdvisors.com.
Well, Monday found the cash hog markets in the Western Corn Belt up $2.76 to $109.49, while last week at Centennial Livestock Auction there in Fort Collins, Colorado, feeder lambs traded 245 up to 335, slaughter lambs 305 up to 320, and slaughter ewes on the high end a buck and a quarter up to $1.65. And yesterday, the grain markets all finished with some sharply higher gains, and that's exactly what's continuing here on this Tuesday morning in the overnight trade. May KC winter wheat's already up 35 cents at 11.48 and a quarter. July's up 35 and a quarter at 11.38 and a half. May Minneapolis spring wheat this morning's up over 28, 11.17. July's up 27 and a half at 11.10. Chicago wheat for May's up 39 and three quarters at 11.59. Now, May corn this morning's up a half at 7.56 and three quarters, and May soybeans up 11 at 17.02. Cash-wise, westbound to Portland yesterday, your 12% hard red winter wheat up 41 to 42 cents, 12.03 to 12.18, and your 14 Pro dark northern spring wheat up another 28 at 11.68. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
1400 AM and 102.5 FM, The Wolf.
I could go for a tipsy tailgate kiss. Baby, taste the moonshine and off of your lips. I want to see that, won't you smile? Still got me hooked, been hooked for a while. If you got a bottle you ain't open yet, and an empty spot beside you in your bed, if you got some room for a little regret, let me know, girl, I've already left, yeah. If you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. You got my number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely today.
burning up the sheets with my tea on. Either way, the thought is turning me on. And I can't shake it, girl, I'm wide awake. So if you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. You got my number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't got a makeup, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. Hope you get lonely tonight. Hope you get lonely. Hope you get lonely. Hope you get lonely tonight. Girl, if you're feeling what I'm feeling, let's mix it up. My number, baby, hit me up. If you need a little late night, pick me up. You know I hope you get lonely tonight. We ain't gotta make up, just kiss me. We can straight up blame it on the whiskey. You ain't gotta wake up and miss me, no. I hope you get lonely tonight.
Southern soul down the dusty road to Caroline. The Tucker boys were friends of mine, and they echo through the lonely pines running down the road. In the day the Caldwells died, for the rugged cross we cried. A voice from deep inside said, you gotta carry on. Singers in the same band, spirits on the wind. Whoa. Standing on this stage together, our song goes on forever. We're part of heaven's plan, the brothers of the South Plain.
A tattered old revival tent.
Singing hallelujah, the other dancing in the aisle. Lonnie was a barefoot child, an angel's voice and the devil's smile. We only had him for a little while, but the world still sings his song. In the day the free bird died, before the rugged cross we cried. The grave ghost he rides, said you gotta carry on, hand on hand. We are brothers of the Southland. We're singers in the same band, spirits of the wind. Whoa, standing on this stage together, our song goes on forever. We're part of heaven's plan, the brothers of by his side. They took one last bit
midnight ride. We are brothers of the Southland. We're singers in the same band. Spirits on the wind.
Welcome back to Making All Things Great. I have with me Uller, who happens to be the mascot of Ski and Borac, and who actually hit the slopes today. How'd that go, Uller?
Oh.
Wait, you crashed? The Norse god of skiing crashed? How many trees did you take out? 16. Wow. Couldn't see the bumps, huh? You could head to Ski and Borac for a pair of Oakley goggles with prism lenses to help with that flat light. Yeah, it seems that Oakley and Ski and Borac are making the invisible visible. Join me next time on Making All Things Great. Uller, is that a branch sticking out of your thigh?
This is the Colorado Avalanche Information Center with your update on current conditions for the Southern Mountains on Tuesday, March 22nd. The avalanche danger for today is moderate. Recent snowfall in the last 24 hours ranges from 2 to 4 inches in the San Juan Mountains and up to 10 inches in portions of the Sangre de Cristo Range. Blustery north winds prevailed, building fresh wind slabs above treeline, which is more concerning where higher-end snow totals were received. You can identify problem areas that look freshly filled in and appear smooth or feel hollow underfoot. You can find newly drifted snow tucked into rocky outcrops or just below ridge tops on leeward slopes. Even a small avalanche triggered in these areas can quickly escalate into a dangerous slide if caught and pushed into obstacles or carried over cliffs. Still, the primary concern where you can trigger a large avalanche remains on steep northerly facing terrain. A dense slab built up over the last month's worth of snowfall sits on top of a weak layer typically found against steep rocky features. Today, choose terrain less than 35 degrees with no steep slopes above you and those that face a southerly direction to help manage our current avalanche problems. This has been the CAIC. For more information, please visit our website at colorado.gov/avalanche.
What makes Jancy Pitcher Real Estate stand out from other firms in Pagosa Springs? Our team of hometown brokers who know and love Pagosa Springs. Hi, I'm longtime local Ivy King. Friendly and approachable, I serve my customers with humor and efficiency. Call me today at 731-4065 for a locals tour of the area as you search for your dream home. Stop by Jancy Pitcher Real Estate, located halfway up Putt Hill, to meet our personal, professional, and local team of brokers.
Hello, K-Wolf listeners. This is James from the Pagosa Nordic Club with your cross-country ski trails report. As we enter spring weather conditions, the Nordic ski season is starting to wind down. Kloman Park received its last groom of the season on March 17th with 5 kilometers groomed for skate skiing. There is still enough snow at Kloman to scoot around on. However, the snowpack is starting to collapse and small under-snow streams are starting to flow. The Alberta Meadow Loop and Lakespur are still in good condition with 8 kilometers groomed on March 12th by the Wolf Creek Ski Area. The West Fork is still okay with 12 kilometers groomed on March 11th by Pagosa Nordic, including the main trail, campground, meadow, and gravel pit. Please respect private property on both sides of the trail until you cross the first bridge. All-wheel drive and good tires are needed for vehicle access to the trailhead. Check out PagosaNordic.com for updated grooming reports and trail maps. Grab your skis, and we'll see you out on the trails.
There's no time like on time. Arrive in style with Wilderness Journeys Pagosa, the longest-running taxi and airport shuttle with 20-plus years of service locally. Need to see the doc? We specialize in non-emergency medical transportation. Wilderness Journeys Pagosa provides safe and reliable transportation for wedding parties, employee get-togethers, and much more. You plan the trip, and we'll get you there. Call Wilderness Journeys Pagosa at 970-731-4081 or check us out online at gowjp.com.
This is Julie with the Wolf Creek Ski Report for Tuesday, March 22nd at 6 a.m. Wolf Creek received 2 inches of fresh snow overnight, bringing our all-natural base to 102 inches at the midway. The year-to-date snowfall total is 361 inches. Conditions are packed powder and powder with extensive grooming throughout the mountain. The temperature is currently 9 degrees and the skies are partly cloudy. The roads leading to Wolf Creek are mostly dry. The Meadow Loop and the Lake Spur of the Nordic Tracks were groomed and track set on Friday, March 18th. Come on up and talk with Smokey Bear today at Wolf Creek.
Gear up for winter at Vormi. Built and designed in the U.S., Vormi stands behind our mission to bring back manufacturing to small-town America. We make hard-working, long-lasting pieces that survive season after season. Each and every Vormi product starts its journey in the rugged terrain of our backyard. Vormi is changing performance apparel by creating durable, water-resistant wool jackets, pullovers, and base layers. Locally owned, nationally recognized, begin your next adventure with Vormi.
1400 AM and 102.5 FM. The Wolf, what we can do for you.
Front porch chilling, backyard grilling, sun coming out, gotta love this feeling. Outdoor dwelling, lemonade selling, only gets better with the good Lord's willing. Yeah. Beanbag tossing, barefoot walking, hound dog growling at the firewood and popping, kite high flying, 4th of July, mama's in the kitchen with the chicken legs frying, green grass mowing, cotton fields growing, girls going out with the tan legs showing, UV soaking, good times rolling, everybody knows where this is going. Busting all summertime, heat wave is on the rise. Leg back and sipping on that clear blue sky. It's getting me high. Cut off bikini lines. Love's growing on the vine. Life's never felt so fine. Just swinging on the sunshine, buzzing on summertime. Jump up, skipping, ice cream dipping, heading out of town for some riverbank fishing, king pool fighting, catfish fighting, getting back to camp for the bonfire lighting. Girls just flirting, guys keep urging, ain't really sure but seems to be working. She's still waiting, and it's amazing, something about the season is intoxicating. Buzzing all summertime, heat wave is on the rise, led by sipping on that clear blue sky, it's getting me high. Cut off bikini lines, love's growing on the vine. Life's never felt so fine, just swinging on the sunshine, buzzing on summertime. Yeah, yeah, I'm buzzing on summertime. There's a weekend, buzzing on summertime, hoping that it never ends. Yeah, yeah, hoping that it never ends. Buzzing on summertime, heat wave is on the rise, leg back and sipping and all that clear blue sky.
1400 AM and 102.5 FM, KWUF.
You showed up at the party, you wasn't gonna stay too long, but it all changed up when your song came on. Somebody handed you a cup, so you went with the flow and you filled it on up. You feel the buzz in your bones and then you start making the rounds. You know all too well what's about to go down. You say, hold up, I better go. What's her name? And there's your boys right there. Tailgate, poker table, all in our pay.
Yeah. Here come the country girls. They wanna dance all on you, wanna rock your world. It was supposed to be a regular night, and now you lie. To the left, to the left, to the right. You look up and it's 3 in the morning. You're still sipping whatever they're pouring. Like a VIP at the nightclub. You kiss the girl.
took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty many bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G. Date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wed limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a jeep. Stewardess is something sexy. Cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her kiss my ass. 'Cause hey, I'm drunk on